producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Let's see, this day honors the beginning of one of the most iconoclastic sounds that has ever existed in broadcasting.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
Bing, bong, bing. Oh, nice, Jennifer. 1926. Bing, bong, bing.
NBC.
NBC. First program was a 4.5-hour broadcast from the Waldorf Astoria in New York. The opera star Mary Garden sang a program from Chicago, and Will Rogers presented a monologue from Independence, Kansas. All of them had been recorded, and they were the first things people saw on the first, no, 1926, radio, radio, the NBC radio network was born on this date, 1926, okay? You got it? And another first, the first Wendy's hamburger was served today in Columbus, Ohio, 1969.
Did it have the square patty?
Yeah, the square patty.
You know, I don't think it did. I don't know. What I find interesting is that it was only 1969. That seems pretty recent. But if you go back to the phenomenal success of McDonald's
didn't start until the 60s.
Late 50s, early 60s. Yep. And I didn't remember that Wendy's had merged with Tim Hortons. Did you know that they were both the same company?
Tim Hortons is like a sit-down chain, isn't it? It's not like fast food, isn't it? More like
it's a Canadian.
Like a Coco's or something?
No, it's actually a breakfast. It's kind of like a Dunkin' Donuts. A little better quality. But it's mostly just the coffee and that sort of thing. That's how they get started.
It's regional, though. We don't have them either, Rich.
No. There are through the Midwest and the Mid-South, which you see them more often than any place else.
Well, good for you guys.
Quote of the day today, we regret to inform you that Danny is breaking up with you. The first text from a new company called The Breakup Store. You can pay him $10 to send a note to somebody else to say it's over.
I love that.
I don't. My God,
that's difficult.
The breakup shot.
Check in.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Dear, insert your name here.
Yeah. How many people? Well, okay. Thinking that gives me the willies. Well, our thought for the day today.
Doug's like, don't get any ideas.
Georgia O'Keefe said, where I was born and where and how I have lived is unimportant. It's what I have done with where I have been that ought to be of interest. Georgia O'Keefe, an actress born in the state 1887. So, food for thought. We're thinking a lot today about what's happening in Europe or what has happened. Je suis Paris. We haven't had Pierre on to discuss the dark days.
Is it appropriate?
Well, is it sad? Is that? I don't get sadness as much as I get anger. I get anger.
I get anger.
Well, it's sad that it has gotten to the point where not only was it a big day, a big bad day in France, but in Beirut, there were a couple of bombings that killed 40-some-odd people, and then you just wonder, if you believe, we were talking about beliefs in the last hour, the fact that these were the deadliest attacks taking place on French soil since World War II, and the hostage situation that has developed, and just the kinds of thinking that goes on, and where it all goes, and those who believe in a supreme power, ultimate, what is this? Where's the lesson? And we're all supposed to be learning lessons from this. And are they just lessons that are simple, or are they profound, deep, deep, deep lessons that maybe are going unnoticed at this point. We have the same approach, airstrikes, killing people. This has been going on. You look back at the history of the world, there's so much killing that has gone on in the name of people and their differences. Just, it's incredible. I find it incredible to really wrap my hands around what's gone on or what is going on. It's frustrating because there are so many. Maybe we all like to think that people think like we do. And
nope.
They just don't. People don't all just, that's one of
even
the.
Even our friends don't think like
no, I know. I mean, I was looking at studying different astrology signs and what it is that makes some people tick over the weekend. And certain signs don't make decisions well, and other signs are very decisive, and some signs are hurt more in some ways than others, and others
what are the
are
good
more
decision-making
secure.
Signs?
The good decision-making signs are...
What did you learn?
Well, there's a whole... You know what I should do? I should invite the person that I use for that information to come on the program. As a matter of fact, she has a new book.
I see what you did, John.
No, I think that would be good.
Okay.
If there's anything, if you have your moon or if your main sign is Gemini, you're not necessarily a great, there's not, the indecisiveness is an important part of who you are.
Well, they're the twins, aren't they? So they have, yeah. They go back and forth.
Yeah, they do. Back and forth. So at any rate, okay. So let's get to some other things that are going on here. I don't know that we need to rehash. Everybody knows the news media has, as usual, made a mockery of the way information is presented. All of the big anchors have flown to Paris, and okay, so they're giving you what you could. I mean, the same thing's being repeated over and over and over and over and over again. So, what's the point? I don't see any reason.
There's a little bit going on this morning in that they've got the guy, they think the mastermind, surrounded in Belgium.
Yeah, okay.
And they're trying to figure out if he is there and get him.
Kudos to France for just jumping right
kudos
into
kudos to
all
France
of it.
For not taking 48 hours and saying, we're going to bomb something.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go.
And, and they did.
Yeah.
So they're sending, with American jet fighters' help. There's a little bit going on this morning, really.
Right. Okay, I just got the scoop on Tony Hortons. Tim Hortons?
Yes.
Tim Hortons.
Thank God we've been waiting for that. Hot off the presses.
Well, a hockey player with the Buffalo Sabres. It was this company was started by his wife. There are no coffee shops on the, let's see.
Hanging on his every word.
Well, I'm just looking at my source is somebody who comes from Buffalo, as you can imagine. And these are big in Buffalo. I've seen them around, though.
I've seen them places.
Yeah, right, exactly. Big in Canada. Big, big, big.
It's kind of interesting.
What's that?
Muslims have a new Twitter campaign going, hashtag not in my name. Calling out ISIS.
It's about time. That's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. When you say it's about time, what do you mean by that?
Because I think for so long we are so careful about offending people, and I'm glad that the group that we've been worrying about offending says, look, these aren't our people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, they're putting some distance between them.
Well,
there's Syed.
And the extremist wing.
Syed Omar, who's at Omar Kazmi, says, another disgusting threat from the un-Islamic state.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag not in my name.
Islamic State. Maybe we call them UIS, un-Islamic State. What do you think of that?
There you go.
The UIS, or USI.
Good for them. I hope this catches on and does well.
Yeah, exactly. 15 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Something that is catching on is a way for you to maintain your hairline. The product is called Provia. Ladies and gentlemen, your hair does not need to keep falling out. You need to keep your hair. You need to look your best and feel your best about how you look. And that's what Provia does for you. There are a lot of people. I have a lot of, I usually keep these email from people. Here's a lady named Grace. doesn't believe her hair is thinning as much as it is, and now she knows it's not just aging gracefully. A lot of women, you know, lose their hair these days. It used to be you never saw a woman lost her hair. Now women are losing their hair the same as men are.
And we're Provia, married to you guys.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Oh, okay. I'll have to remember.
It either jumps out or we pull it.
Yeah. Well, anyway. I can't help you if it's being pulled out, but I can't help
saying.
You if it's falling out. And you have plugged up, you have used cheap shampoos and that sort of thing on your scalp for a long time. Don't use the stuff you get at the 99-cent store. That's what plugs up the pores. Pores need to be cleaned. The cleansing happens with Provia's use on your scalp. Clean it out. The follicles of hair that are under your scalp that want to grow back in then can grow back in. It also has a volumizer. It helps the hair that's still left on your head look thicker, richer, and more wonderful. And this time of year, as it gets colder, you want to keep the heat in your body. And if you have a good head of hair, you keep the heat in. Really, there's no joke there. You'll notice that people who don't have a lot of hair wear hats and scarves on their head and that sort of thing because it helps keep you warmer. I want you to be healthy and happy, and this is a good way to look your best as well. Call 800-525-8319. If this sounds like a good idea to you, call 800-525-8319 and order the incredible Provia. What will happen when you mention my name, you'll get two bottles for the price of one. And the other is a super concentrated Provia that really works harder and faster so you'll get your hair back quicker. Get your hair back or your money back with Provia. That's really the bottom line here. 800-525-8319. If you want to look your best, this is the secret as far as your hair is concerned. 800-525-8319.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get limited time savings on beautiful flooring just in time for the holidays. Save up to 60% on hundreds of in-stock styles, like easy-to-install red oak pre-finished hardwood or durable strand bamboo. We've got these for less than half what you'd pay elsewhere, plus so many more. With limited time coupon savings, take an extra 20% off all Dream Home laminate floors. With more coupons and deals from 59 cents, get 24-month special financing. Plus, pick up a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get set for the holidays with flooring deals that end this Tuesday. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Did you know the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200. I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2244, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2244.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
And that's what you get.
Rich is back.
Yeah. I have to take him out banging 40 lashes.
You've just wasted 10 seconds of your 20 seconds.
Well, there. You know what I was going to do is tell you a story about a new beer mug. Now you're the one who loses because this was a story that was just for you.
Oh, well.
Uh-huh.
Beer.
Yeah. They called the cab for you, Rich.
Yeah.
There's the Cliff Notes version.
What's a beer story?
Uh-huh. 21 after the hour. Good day. We'll be right back.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three is the living room.
I missed that.
Seems to be everybody keys into when it comes to our My Three Songs contest. 888-302-3684. We're going to play you three songs that have something that draws them all together. Sometimes it's a theme in the tune. Sometimes it's the group. You just have to listen carefully. And we have a very smart audience. So it doesn't take long. Usually once you hear the third, sometimes it's even the second song and people have it figured out. So the first song in our contest today is by AC/DC. It's called Thunderstruck, which is a platinum-selling single, top of the charts, fall of 1990, about this time, as a matter of fact. Awful. Oh, my God.
That's a great song.
Awful.
Great.
Horrible,
song.
Horrible.
That was
horrible.
Painful, didn't it?
Yeah, awful. All right, I've had enough of that. All right, let's go. Second song is by Men at Work. You love to yank my chain.
This is an accept.
Oh, why didn't you have a Men at Work?
That's the way I have them.
Really?
You want Men at Work first? Or?
Well, I have Men at Work on my sheet next. How come you got it different than me?
Not sure.
Really? All right, Men at Work, Who Can It Be Now? This was their debut single, number one in the U.S., actually in the fall of the same year. The success of this song and their debut album led them to win the Grammy for Best New Artist. So what does Men at Work have to do with AC/DC? How do they share something in common?
I know it.
Yeah, all right, so In Excess.
I know it.
All right, so here we go. This is In Excess.
I know it.
I got it.
This is the only number one song they've had in the United States. Number one from this week in 1987. So we got 87, 88, and 90 represented here in terms of this time of year.
Which has nothing to do with the answer.
Has nothing to do with the answer whatsoever. I'm not trying to throw you a curveball, but think more where than when. How's that for a good clue?
That pretty much gives it away.
This song, I wouldn't say that. Won 5 MTV Music Video Awards, Jen, covered by Britney Spears, Kylie Minogue. and Nathan Parson is for an episode of General Hospital, which who watches?
Odd, but okay.
Yeah, it is kind of odd, isn't it? All right, so Thunderstruck by AC/DC. Ugh. It's like scratches on the. I mean, everybody has a different thought about what makes
that's
the music.
That's a rough one, though.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, it's especially this time of the day.
Hey. Listen how old we sound. That's yeah, right. Creepy.
What's wrong with you?
Oh,
all right, get rid of that, will you, please? Yes. Come on. Dan is in Warba, Minnesota. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, Doug.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm well, thank you very much. What do you think of AC/DC?
I love AC/DC.
Even this particular song.
What do you think of my comments about AC/DC?
Well, you're a little older generation.
Oh, excuse me. Is that the story? Thanks a lot, Dan.
I'm a little younger, and this sounds screamy to me, but I do like some AC/DC songs. It's just this particular one is a little rough.
Fuck me all night long.
That's awesome. I love that one.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So what do they all have in AC/DC, Men at Work, INXS? What do they have in common?
They're bands from Australia.
Yes, they are.
No, so, they all annoy Doug. Well, thanks for playing.
I like Men at Work, and INXS has had some decent pop songs. Yeah, but of the three, which one is your favorite, Dan?
Got to be AC/DC, Doug.
There you go, Dan. You're a winner. A double winner.
How to stick it to me. He's sticking it to the man.
Oh, right. Never.
Dan is the man.
Dan
is okay. I like Dan. So what do you do for work, Dan?
I work in the mines in northern Minnesota.
In the mines?
In Minnesota.
Right. Iron ore mines.
Would you go see that movie 33 or will it give you the willies?
No, we're an open pit mine. We're not underground.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's probably going to be a pretty good movie to see. I think it opens this weekend. Dan, thanks. Hold on a second. We'll get a little info from you. Appreciate you listening to Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime. And here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in the bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
New research shows that people don't always know that taking two medicines with the same ingredient or double dosing on medicine could be harmful. So if you're one of many people heading for the medicine cabinet to treat your cold and flu symptoms this season, it's especially important to double check your medicine labels to ensure you're only taking one medicine at a time with the same ingredient. The majority of people will use over-the-counter medicines to treat their cold and flu symptoms this year. And many of these medicines contain acetaminophen. It's the most common drug ingredient in America, found in more than 600 prescription and over-the-counter medicines, including pain relievers, fever reducers, sleep aids, and numerous cough, cold, and flu medicines. Here's pharmacist Leanna Oswald.
Acetaminophen is safe and effective when used as directed, but there is a limit to how much you can take in one day. Taking more than directed is an overdose and can lead to liver damage. It's important to know the ingredients in your medicines and ask your healthcare provider if you have questions. Remember, double check. Don't double up on medicines that contain acetaminophen.
For more information and to see a list of common medicines that contain acetaminophen, visit knowyourdose.org. This is...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too at just $19.99. What are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Steffen with the gentleman. Horn. What in the world? We have
a cough button there, sir.
No, we have. Well, I was just trying to. It helps to explain why I have the coughing. Kind of clears out
the
stuff
doctor,
in my throat.
Why do you have the coughing?
Because this weekend I spent a good deal of time on a tractor mowing some of the last hay of the season, and there, because it's the end of the season, there's a lot of ragweed in some of it, especially on the outskirts of some of the fields. So it was so
cold.
Why is
it different than your normal life?
Well, the ragweed hasn't gone to seed. When it comes out in the springtime, or all the things that are coming out in the springtime, then there's an allergic reaction sometimes to it. But now at this time of year, and it has been going on, yeah, you're right, for the last couple of months. But it's just sort of culminating, and I'm thankful that we've had some decent weather. We have temperatures today. It's 50-some-odd degrees here. Richie, probably close to that where you are.
Mid-60s yesterday and today.
Right. So it's nice to have the warm weather. We'll see how long it lasts. We'll keep our fingers crossed. That's a good thing to do. All right, let's take a look at the Supreme Court's work for this week. Actually, over the weekend, the Supreme Court announced that it's going to hear a case about abortion, something it hasn't done in many, many years. This particular case deals with a challenge to a law passed in Texas a couple of years ago. The law requires the doctors who perform abortions have the ability to admit patients at a nearby hospital. It requires abortion clinics to have hospital-like standards. The law's supporters say this is what's needed to protect women's health. The law critics, the critics say that this could close a lot of clinics, and purposely so, makes it a lot harder for women to get an abortion in Texas. But then, what do you expect from Texas? And I don't mean that in a nasty, negative way. That's the way a majority of people outside of, there's three or four progressive cities in Texas. Austin is one. Houston is kind of another one. And they're, I think, San Antonio to a point. But most of Texas is, they elect Rick Perry. And so I don't know that you need to say any more about that. And I'm not aiming it as a critical statement.
What do you mean?
It just, well, that's the way you take it. You can take it any way you want to. It's not the way I mean it.
Because I just like think. Him.
Well, you can like them all you like. I don't
I'm
think.
I'm offended.
Well, good for you. Then let's have Richie, yet another person to add to our list of offensive.
I'm going to write a letter.
See how easy it is for you to offend somebody?
Yeah, I know. I can offend anybody. What do you want? Let's see. Want to offend the Mormons? Who can we offend?
No, I don't think you have to go and intentionally do it. Uh-huh. Just by breathing, you have offended somebody.
Yeah.
I was going to talk to you about that.
So, over the weekend, a lot of people talk about Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
She was the champion in the women's, what do they call it, MMG or MGF or MMA?
Whatever it is.
MMA.
And she's been everywhere. You can see her. She's been in movies. She's been on the cover of
Girl, yeah.
Yeah. So as a quick sports celebrity, a lot of people are paying attention to her, the female Muhammad Ali. Well, that's what they said about Muhammad Ali's daughter, too, didn't they? Wasn't she pretty good?
She really was the female Muhammad Ali.
So anyway, she got into the ring with a former kickboxer named Holly Holm.
And she got kicked to the head.
Yeah, knocked out.
Second round knockout. Boom. Yeah,
really. So why is it that, and I was talking about fighting before, why is it that we are so fascinated with fighting of any... The football fights, the hockey fights, the fights in the ring, the fights between neighbors, the fights between husband and wife. Why does everybody have to fight?
I'll make the weird clarification here. Watching a hockey fight is exciting to me, and that's because they have padding. It seems like a pretty safe environment. There's a little, you know, just a little wound up. I cannot stand watching women boxers and women in the ring. There's something about it that just flips me out.
Degenerating. Is that not degenerating? It's degrading.
I guess, I mean, I don't mean it to sound sexist. I don't think it's, I can't, I don't know. And boxing to me, I can't watch that either. It's just, to me, that's mean and aggressive. I think when I'm watching people play football or hockey and they're tooled up, it's because they're passionate about the game. You have to get yourself so angry that you want to beat your opponent in the ring.
Yeah.
And that's,
well,
it's
that goes
different.
On the football field. Let me tell you something that I got out of a conversation. Meredith and I were watching 60 Minutes last night, and there were a couple of really good pieces. The Paul Ryan piece was an excellent piece. If you can go back and watch it, you ought to be able to do that somehow in the CBS archives. But there was another story about football and the focus on the helmets and what's being done to protect the players and the whole focus, because this movie that Will Smith is in, I believe, comes out this weekend. NFL did every... It was not till Christmas? Okay.
I thought I heard that fairly soon.
Anyway, the NFL has done everything it can to try to stop this movie from being produced and to be... so with all of that, it's given people more interest in the movie, and there'll be more people that will see it because of them trying to stop it from being released or even being made in the first place. But Meredith makes an excellent point, and I have not chiseled this in everybody's brain because I didn't, you know, she's pretty good at challenging me in my ideas. And so when this came up, I said to her, the real focus isn't necessarily on the NFL, because her opinion is that they get paid to play. They know the risks.
It's true.
They can't and ought not to whine or have any service when it comes to, you know, being taken care of after the fact, unless they negotiated in their contract or whatever. But that isn't, and because of that, it helped me clarify my real focus. Those of you who have listened to me for a long time know that I am deaf on football in general. But my focus when I started this quest or this involvement was when I was at Heidelberg. And I, you know, because of some of my friends who were on the board there, one particular company that you've heard me talk about off and on called Saraskan, which works for the NFL, which works for the U.S. Army, and it works for other entities where there is head trauma. They have a special software program that analyzes your brain. You get a PET scan, and the brain analysis that comes from that work can tell you what your history has been like in terms of your head, what's going on in terms of blood flow. flow, what kind of activity is going on in your brain, and it can also predict what will happen to you in the next 7 to 10 years in terms of your brain. So they were brought in because the NFL was having such trouble and trying to figure out exactly what was causing the brain trauma, and this was 8 or 9 years ago, maybe almost 10 years ago, when they first started to look at it. So when I saw a picture of my brain after mine was evaluated, and it was next to, I said, well, what about all these other brains? What are these? And they were all NFL players. So I began, and I spent much of the time we had together there talking about what causes all of this sort of thing, and it became very clear to me that there wasn't enough protection, or at least people should know what they're getting into when they put on a helmet and the pads and the uniform and go out and play. And so what I've tried to do now is focus from that point to this, even though I've been critical of the NFL for sure, but I think Meredith's right, the idea of signing a contract, being aware of what you're getting into and being paid well for doing it, maybe that mitigates that part of the story. But when it comes to peewee leagues and junior high school and high school and college, I don't agree. I think that what I've said all along stands, and even more so, excuse me, after I saw this piece last night on 60 Minutes, the helmet focus and, excuse me for the allergies, good Lord, the helmet focus and how vulnerable younger heads are. I'm talking about the system. You know, junior high school and even high school kids, they say that your brain and your body is not fully developed until you're between the ages of 18 and 21. So if you're still going through the setup, if you will, if you're still going through the throes of developing, it's like they say, if you want to lift weights and get to be muscular, wait until you're at least this age or a little older, because it'll stunt your growth and it'll do things to your bone. Your bones haven't really fully developed yet, so you don't want too much muscle on them until they have a chance to expand out, and then you can put the muscle on them.
You know what? I totally agree with Meredith. I think people sign up for their own fate, and you know what you're getting into.
Well,
you should negotiate it if you're worried about it. Right.
Right.
But, you know, the one thing that could be done differently, I think, while that being said is very true, the NFL also has to do everything it can to protect its players. And one of the things that they do is they want to encourage a high-scoring, hard-hitting game to make the fans want to come in. And I think, and Fred Dreyer, who's a football player, who's a friend of mine, has talked about this. They're not training kids how to give and take hits anymore. They're just trying to make the most impactful hits, because that's what makes a game exciting. Mm. There's a way to hit people safely.
Well,
there's a way to take a hit safely, and that's not being taught
now,
at the beginning.
Now, what this piece last night suggested is that they're, even in the NFL, teaching or training the men to hit in a different way, hit below and use the shoulders instead of the head and that kind of stuff. Richie, what did you start to say?
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. Pete Carroll, the coach of the Seattle Seahawks, is training his guys to hit with the shoulders.
Yeah.
And,
you saw that piece last night, right?
Yeah.
That was worthwhile information anyway.
Well, on Friday, there was big news in the soccer world that the Soccer Association told the kids' soccer clinics and teams, do not practice heading a ball until they're age 11.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they're age 11 to 13,
don't
head the ball in practice. Only do it in games. And then when they get over 13, you know, they have different rules. So, I mean, they're paying attention to it in sports across the board.
All right, 44 past the hour. Did a Wheel of Fortune contestant throw around in the show last week to allow a fellow veteran to win? We'll get to the bottom of that. Okay.
All right. That's good.
Rip that.
Rip that one out.
I'm glad. Well, maybe there might be a little more to the story than just yes.
Oh, you know.
It's an intriguing story. All right. So anyway, coverage of what's going on in France, too, under scrutiny. We get to that in a moment here with the television report. Jennifer Horn on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get a limited time savings on beautiful flooring just in time for the holidays. Save up to 60% on hundreds of in-stock styles like easy-to-install red oak pre-finished hardwood or durable strand bamboo. We've got these for less than half what you'd pay elsewhere, plus so many more. With limited time coupon savings, take an extra 20% off all Dream Home laminate floors. With more coupons and deals from 59 cents, get 24-month special financing. Plus, pick up a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get set for the holidays with flooring deals that end this Tuesday. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Electronics Association's Holiday Retail Outlook Study, 65% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this season. With tablets, smartphones, and laptops topping the holiday wish list, new devices powered by Intel's 6th-gen core processors, Intel's best processor ever, are bound to be among this year's favorites. 6th-generation Intel core-based systems are faster than ever, offering 2.5 times the performance, triple the battery life, and enhanced security, as well as 30 times better 3D graphics. Stephanie Matthew is an Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering dozens of the thinnest, lightest, and sleekest devices ever. The combination of Intel's best processors and Windows 10, which runs best on the 6th-generation Intel Core processors, enables new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it is a laptop, 2-in-1, tablet, Intel Compute Stick, or all-in-1, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
There was 57 channels in the Lebanon. 57 channels in the Lebanon.
All right, here we are, 48 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Okay, so Jennifer basically told you the Wheel of Fortune had some comments. One of the shows last week, kind of a bizarre reality. The fellow's name was Nuruf, is it Fontano, I think it was, playing alongside another guy who was a veteran. It was Veterans Week, so it made appropriate use of their time.
It was very strange. I saw little video clips of it. Last week, because of Veterans Day, Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune were doing celebrations where they would have the vets on competing, and they were supporting the campaign Got Your Six, okay, which is a group for vets.
Right.
And I guess on Tuesday, there was a woman who was winning. She was in the lead, but she'd keep throwing out, like when she was guessing, she'd keep asking for Z's and X's. And she even refused to answer at one point so that she could lose the round and give some cash to her fellow veterans. Isn't that funny? So she'd be like, Z! Right. Like a Z! Like, there's ever a Z. Never a Z. Ever. And X. And so she threw it so that she could help everybody else out. She walked away with $13,000 in cash and went on to the final round because she was in the lead, but she wanted the other guys to get some cash as well. So.
All right. What about coverage for the attacks in Paris? What have we noted over the weekend that was different?
As far as TV networks go, CBS replaced some episodes of their show Supergirl and NCIS LA because they had similarities to Friday's terrorist attacks. And Doug, we've talked about this. I know you and I have for sure. How sometimes these TV shows like Blue Bloods and Madam Secretary, they take their stories out of the headlines, or the headlines take their cue from these stories.
Yep.
Supergirl's episode featured National City being hit by a series of bombings. CBS decided instead to pull that episode and broadcast one that was scheduled for November 23rd. And then NCIS LA was about a team searching for a teenage girl who had been recruited by a terrorist organization. Now they'll air that one on the 7th, and they had to switch some things around.
Yeah.
ABC also canceled Wicked City after only 3 episodes. You can delete that from your DVR.
51 episodes.
Take some space.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy to have with us Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Dr. Kronhaus and I do a weekend program, 2 hours live every Saturday morning from 7 to 9. It's aired around the country, around the world, on all kinds of resources. So if you are interested in getting clarification for a health issue, it's good listening for that. Call in with a question to 888-553-7536, or you can send an email to Dr. Ken at Dr. Ken Show, or to me, Doug at DougSteffen.com, and we will bring up the question as we have the time. Oftentimes we spend a good deal of time talking about some of the things that come up here during this portion of the program, a focus on the health news of the week, including a study that very interestingly affects you and your patients. Dr. Ken is a cardiologist. So what's the story with this angioplasty and how it is good in terms of survival for heart disease patients, Ken?
A lot of heart news, Doug, this week, as the American Heart Association
Association is meeting in my backyard here in Orlando, so we have a lot of news this week. Angioplasty, when we go in with the balloon and the stent to open up a blocked vessel. The news this week, and it's also simultaneously published in the New England Journal of Medicine, is that angioplasty does not prolong life unless it's done in the setting of a heart attack. And the recommendation is if you have a narrowing and you have stable symptoms, that is, it only occurs with exercise, with effort, that you should first try medications and lifestyle changes before going in with the angioplasty. And angioplasty should really only be used if you're having a heart attack or unstable symptoms. All right, lower blood pressure. If you target a low blood pressure, it'll help save lives. This will sort of thread off into a conversation of super beats. This looks very important, Ken.
This is. This is probably the most important blood pressure story in the past 40 years. This comes out of what's called the SPRINT trial. You're going to hear a lot about the word SPRINT trial. And what was discovered was that if you lower blood pressure in people age 50 and older who have at least one additional risk factor for heart disease beyond high blood pressure, if you go to your target to 120 or lower instead of 140, and right now it's down to 150 if you're over age 60, but going down to 120 dramatically lowers the risk of more heart attacks, strokes, and allows you to stay on planet Earth a lot longer. So talk to your doctors about possibly going to 120 instead of 140 or 150 as your target. But remember, as you go lower, you run the risk of low blood pressure and all those issues. So make sure you measure your blood pressure at home yourself and not only in the doctor's office so you don't get over-medicated, because most of us get a little uneasy in the doctor's office and our blood pressure is a little higher than our baseline.
So the fact I have low blood pressure, one wonders sometimes if there's a negative. You just mentioned that. I get complaints from the peanut gallery once in a while that my feet are cold. Is that because I have low blood pressure? And what is the negative side, if any, to it in terms of serious health problems it might exhibit later in life?
Well, sometimes the issue of cold feet is circulation in the legs, the arteries that bring the blood from the heart down to the toes. And maybe next time you're in the office, we should check that with ultrasound, which is really easily done. And low blood pressure only really becomes low when you sense it. You get feelings of lightheaded, dizziness, unexplained fatigue, or all symptoms. But you don't have low blood pressure. You have good blood pressure. And just make sure you get it checked with an accurate device, upper arm, that's been calibrated. Checked in your doctor's office to make sure with the ears that it matches what we get with our ears.
All right, let's spend a few seconds talking about the prima facie evidence that comes from having good blood pressure, courtesy of the folks who have developed super beats.
In 1988, nitric oxide, it was discovered, Doug, as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. It was so important. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator for brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. The problem is that your body stops making it about by 10% every 10 years. So by the time you're age 40, you're making about half as much as you should be. So you have to get into your body dietary nitrates so that the body can use another system to help make it. If you don't have enough dietary nitrates, you'll not have enough nitric oxide. And Doug will tell you how to make sure you do.
All right. Neo 40 capsules. Take those every day. Product from Superbeats, made out of the Superbeats. It is going to enrich the flow of blood right away. It absorbs right into your system immediately. Get Superbeats and Neo 40 at 655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Superbeats, 800-655-4183.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.